Hey everyone, it's Lee from the Story Pirates. Today's episode is chock full of goodness. We've got spiders, water slides, ghosts, oven mitt hand puppets, and even some air guitar. All that and more coming up right after this quick word for the grown-ups. Hey grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met, and as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Walking in a circle, walking in a circle. I'm walking in a circle and I'm having a good time. Hey!
Walking in a circle, walking in a circle. Walking in a circle, I'm having a good time. Hey!
Megan, are you copying me?
Megan, are you copying me?
Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing that?
Megan, stop! Why are you copying me?
I'm not copying you. I'm studying you, for I'm preparing to play the role of Peter.
They're making a movie about me?
No, I'm just always preparing to play any person at any time. You never know.
Oh, well, in that case, let me give you a few tips about playing me.
Perfect. Oh, I mean, groovy.
Wow, Megan, you are good. Everyone knows that I love to say groovy all the time, I think.
Go on.
Okay, first, some facts. Peter is actually my last name. My first name is Peter.
Fascinating.
When I was a kid, I went through a phase that's still happening, where I would eat entire oranges, rind and all.
Because you liked the way the rinds tasted?
No. And let's see, one more fact. Oh, there's a spider right over there.
Spider?
Spider!
Peter? Megan? What's going on in here?
Spider!
What? I don't see a spider. I see you, Megan, you, Peter, and you, a spider. Oh, I see the spider now.
We heard screaming, and we're here to save the day. What's the problem?
Eric, Nimini, there's a spider.
I see. I'm gonna scream too.
Everyone stop screaming. My goodness. Come on now, we're the Story Pirates, not the spider screamers. Now, there's only one thing to do. We have to get rid of that spider. The Story Pirates are officially under siege.
Oh, I thought we were underwater.
I just like writing stories.
That's a good line.
Work hard and never give up on your story.
Most of the time, come up with the title first.
And that inspires me that jokes are very funny.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone,
where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs. Now back to the matter at hand. Let's get rid of that spider.
Whoa. What is going on in here?
Okay, very bad.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Wait, there's a spider.
You mean that tiny little spider? The one that's just sitting there doing nothing at all?
That's the one. Look at it.
No, stop. Look at it. It's not hurting anyone. In fact, it looks totally scared.
I guess the spider was kind of scared.
Listen, why don't we all just calm down by doing a story?
Yeah, that sounds calming.
And here to introduce it is the author.
Hello, my name's Olivia. I'm 10 years old and I live in Washington. And here's my story, Rockstar.
Today on Adjacent to the Music, the best and only music history show, we're looking at Dave the Rockstar, a musician known around the world for his cool songs and his iconic style.
I'm Dave the Rockstar. How do you like my sunglasses?
Everyone in the world is his fan. I have his face tattooed on my face. But how did he come up with his most famous song, Anyone Can Be a Rockstar?
Sometimes songs just come to you from the most unexpected places.
Alex, I can't believe we're going to the Dave the Rockstar concert tonight.
I know, Parker. We're going to be mere feet away from the legend himself. Air guitar!
Sick moves, dude. Wouldn't it be so cool to be a rock star, shredding on a real guitar on a real stage instead of an air guitar in your mom's basement?
Parker, that's my dream. If only I was a rock star.
Well, dude, go for it. You rock.
What? I can't go for it. I'm not a rock star, Parker. I'm just a regular man. I mean, it's not like Dave the Rockstar is actually some normal guy who also can't figure out when to eat his avocados before they go bad. I'm sure his avocados are always ripe.
What? Do you need help picking out avocados, man?
Look, I've got the next best thing to being a rock star. Check it out. Dave the Rockstar brand sunglasses.
Whoa, Alex, those make you look exactly like Dave the Rockstar.
Yeah, but can Dave the Rockstar do this? Air guitar!
No one else has those sick Alex moves.
Yes, Mom.
Ooh, excuse me, sir, with the ridiculously cool sunglasses. I'm looking for my son, Alex.
Mom.
Oh, I'm just kidding. But seriously, you do look a lot like Dave the Rockstar. Oh, I can't believe my boy's already growing up and getting cool.
Mom, stop. I'm 39.
Sorry. It's time to head to the concert. Come on, I'll drop you off.
And so, Alex's mom took Alex and Parker to the concert, setting into motion events that would make this an incredible night, not only for Alex, but for rock itself.
All right, boys, here we are at the concert. Have fun.
Whoa, Alex, these front row concert seats rule. I hope Dave the Rockstar sings Watermelon Tiger. A lot of people think it's derivative, but they're just not getting the postmodern underground homage.
I hope he likes my sunglasses.
Oh, there you are. We've been looking everywhere for you. Come with me. The concert's starting soon.
Who, me?
Him?
Of course him. He's Dave the Rockstar. I can tell from his ridiculously cool Dave the Rockstar brand sunglasses. Now hurry, Dave.
What?
There's no time to say what. There's simply no time. We need to get you on stage.
Alex, where are you?
I don't know what's happening.
Look, I didn't go to Stagehand University to let a celebrity push me around, okay? Now get out there and rock this concert. I'm pushing you on stage.
Oh, no. They pushed me on stage in front of a million people. What am I doing here? I don't even know how to use a microphone.
Hi.
Okay, well, microphone actually wasn't that hard.
Do a concert!
I can't! I don't know what's going on!
What's going
on? Why isn't anything happening?
Is he okay?
Oh no.
Come on!
The crowd is upset.
He's sick.
I'm here for a rock concert, but it's just me here, and I'm not a rock star. Oh no.
You can do this, man!
Parker? Wow, first row really is close.
You've always been a rock star, dude! Remember! Guitar.
Oh, yeah. Air guitar.
Yes. Sick moves, bro.
There are other people here.
Sorry. I'm ready now. I can do this. Hi, I'm Dave the Rockstar. How do you like my sunglasses?
Wow, very cool.
Okay, I'm gonna start with a classic Dave the Rockstar song, like Watermelon Tiger.
Do new stuff. Watermelon Tiger is derivative.
It's an homage, man.
New stuff? Really? Usually at concerts, people want to sing along to their favorite songs.
New stuff!
Okay, I guess I'm gonna do a brand new song. Okay, Alex, it's just like Mom's basement. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm singing a song. I'm making the words up as I go along. I'm just a person like you. My name is Alex, and I can rock too. Feel like a rock star. I am a rock star. Anyone can be a rock star. Anyone can rock a show. All you need to be a rock star is to love to rock. So rock and I guess that's the end of the song. Did you like it?
Yeah!
It's amazing! Yeah! I hate everything, but I love that song!
Thank you! Good night! I can't believe I just did that! I rocked it! Regular me!
Spectacular you! Yes, it's me, your manager! Great concert, darling! Love the new sound!
Wait, listen, I'm not Dave the Rockstar!
Of course you're Dave the Rockstar! You've got the ridiculously cool sunglasses!
That's the point, it's just the sunglasses. Look, I'll take them off.
You're not Dave the Rockstar!
That's what I've been trying to tell you! I'm Alex, a regular guy!
You might not be Dave the Rockstar, but you totally rocked! That song was incredible! Do we have your permission to keep performing it?
Seriously? I just made it up.
It's a very good song, Alex.
Thank you. Of course you can perform my song. This rules.
Wait. Anyone can be a rock star. Well, hey, why not me, the stagehand? That settles it.
I quit. I'm off to be a rock star. I've got a new life ahead of me, and none of you are in it!
Nice meeting you.
Now, small detail, darling, but if you're here, where's the real Dave the Rockstar?
Alex!
Mom?
Thank goodness I found you. I accidentally pulled this rockstar into my car.
Hey, great spending time with you, Sharon.
See you for brunch on Sunday.
You know it.
You're Dave the Rockstar, hanging out with my mom.
Hey, cool sunglasses. So, did I miss anything here at the concert?
And so, an iconic song was born, carving its own special place in rock history for its far-reaching influence, as people everywhere realized that they, too, could be rock stars.
Anyone can be a rock star. Anyone can rock a show. All you need to be a rock star is to love to rock. So rock and roll!
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author.
Hey, Olivia, it's Lee from Story Pirates.
Hello.
It's nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you, too. I'm really excited.
Oh, good. Me, too. So, Olivia, first things first, how did you come up with the idea for your story, Rockstar?
Well, there was a song that at first when I listened to it, I thought it was, I feel like a rock star.
That wasn't what it actually said?
No, actually, it said something different. It said, I feel like a monster, I think. I started joking with my brother that there was a guy that was mistaken for a rock star. So that's what he's saying on stage.
That's amazing. Do you write a lot of stories?
Yeah.
And what's your process usually?
Most of the time come up with the title first.
Well, Rockstar is a great title. Have you ever met a rock star in real life?
No, but I think my cousin might write some guitar songs when he grows up. He's little and he will grab a guitar and just start strumming it and strumming it.
And what kind of songs do you think he'll write when he grows up to be a rock star?
Like, something, but I can't tell and I know that it's true.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
You just wrote that song right off the top of your head?
Uh-huh.
Do you do that a lot? That was amazing.
Yeah, I want to sing when I grow up.
When you're moving around the house or whatever, and you open your mouth and you just start singing, what kinds of things inspire you to sing out?
Well, sometimes when I'm doing my chores or I feel kind of in that mood, like in the middle of happy and kind of like in my happy place.
Do you have any advice for how someone could get to that same emotional place that you're in when you sing?
Well, if your happy place kind of what makes you happy is loud, then you should go somewhere where there's lots of noise. If it's quiet, you should climb a tree or something or go to a park. Find somewhere where you know you can kind of bring it out.
I love that. Okay, so I don't want to be too greedy, but would you be willing to make up another song for the listeners right now?
Okay. All the way across the sky, and I don't know why, but I feel like I could fly, I will go across the sky.
Wow, that was so good.
Thanks.
And you just made that up right there?
Yeah, I like the word flying and skying because they're rhyming.
Yeah, sky, fly, I.
Why?
And so is that how you build a song in your head as you think of rhyming words?
Sometimes that's how it happens, yeah.
That was so good. I'm like putting you on the spot, but you're singing some legit stuff. That could be like a pop song on the radio.
Thanks.
Olivia, do you have any advice for anyone out there who maybe wants to write their own song or sing a song like you just did, but maybe is scared and doesn't know where to start?
Well, don't just force yourself to write a song. Sometimes just sing to your favorite song and see if there's anything you can learn from them. Or try and see if there's any words in those songs that you think you could make a song out of.
Oh, I love that. Olivia, thank you so much for sharing so much wisdom about music and for singing those songs.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's
true. I know it's true.
See, everyone, you had nothing to worry about. This perfectly nice little spider is still just hanging out, not bothering anybody. Maybe next time, we won't jump to conclusions.
You're right, Lee. It looks like everyone else that wasn't me overreacted.
Rachel, you were screaming too.
Yes, because I like screaming.
Huh. Now that you mention it, the spider doesn't seem to be any sort of threat at all.
It is kind of cute.
Oh, Megan, another good thing to know about me for your research is that I like that spider now.
Great. Are we all in agreement? We love the spider now because Lee told us to?
Agreed.
Oh, boy.
Right, why don't we get out of here and talk about how Lee told us to?
Well, everyone sure was worried, but look at you, spider. You haven't moved a muscle since I got here. You might not do much, but you taught everyone a valuable lesson today. Thanks for being here. Wait a minute. You're spinning a web. Your movements are so graceful. Your detail, exquisite. I'm taken aback, not just by the beauty of nature, but by nature's seeming aspiration towards aesthetic satisfaction. You know, it was the great Italian mathematician Leonardo Bonacci, more commonly known as Fibonacci, who... Whoa, you caught a fly. Wow, we sure have a lot of flies. Thanks, spider. Wait, what are you doing now? Are you writing something in your web? H-E-gasp. It says hello. Huh. Okay, feels kind of menacing, but I'm not sure why. Oh, now it looks like you're adding punctuation. Hello, period? The word hello with a period instead of an exclamation point. That can only mean one thing. Spider, are you mad at me? Great, now you have nothing to say. Well, I don't know what you're up to, Spider, but I'm telling everyone what just happened. Megan, Peter, there's a... Wait, what are you doing?
We're weaving. You see,
It's one of Peter's many hobbies, and if I am to portray him in an illustrious biopic, I must become him.
They're making a movie about me.
They aren't.
There are investors attached, probably.
That's not why I came in here. I'm kind of freaked out. The spider wrote a menacing message in its web.
What did it write?
Hello.
Oh, that's nice. It's saying hello.
It's not nice. It wrote hello with a period.
Oh, that's not scary. It's just being friendly and saying hello. Did you say hello back?
No, I guess I just ran away screaming.
Maybe you should try being nice to the spider like you told us to do, remember?
I guess you're right. Okay, Lee, you've got to calm yourself down. Oh, you know what always calms me down? A nice, sensible helping of kefir. I'll just open up the fridge and... Ah, another spider web! This one also says hello. Spider! Look at you, still in the exact same spot writing hello all over my kefir. You think I don't know what you're up to? I do, and it's something. I know you're up to something.
Hey, Lee.
Rachel.
Sorry, I was standing over in this corner and I saw the whole thing.
So you saw the spider writing a menacing hello all over my kefir?
Huh? No. I guess I only saw that last part where you were yelling at the adorable spider whom I've loved deeply since you told me to.
This is the second time it's done this to me.
The second time it's done what? Said hello? Lee, it's just a spider. It may not even know how to write anything else, just like Charlotte's Web. Oh, Charlotte's Web is my friend's blog. Well, it's not really a blog as much as it is a yearly newsletter. And she's not so much a friend as she is a colleague whom I've never met. Anyway, you're the one who said to treat the spider nicely.
You're right. Maybe the spider is just saying hello. You know what? I'm just gonna take a walk around the ship, away from the spider for a little bit.
Well, I'll be in this corner, thinking.
Huh. I've never seen this hallway before. It looks kind of old and really dusty. Our ship sure is big. Well, one thing's for sure. That spider definitely can't spook me here. Who's there? Ah! Everything's okay. It's just my imagination. Spider! No, no, calm down, Lee. The spider is friendly. The spider is in the other room, not in this mysterious hallway. The spider only knows how to write the word hello. Ah! What happened to the lights? The lights are back. Oh no, another web. This one says, hello, Lee. And this time, it has an exclamation point, which means you do know other words and how to use different punctuation. I knew you were being menacing on purpose.
Lee!
Nimini! Eric! What are you two doing here in this scary hallway?
We found a map, and we think there might be ancient treasure hidden in the ship.
It could unlock the secret to how our ship really...
That sounds really interesting, but I'm having my own problem. The spider has been leaving me scary messages. Like just now, it wrote a message that said, hello, Lee.
That's not scary, Lee. That's friendly.
I've said hello to you before. Do you think I'm scary?
No, I...
It even took the time to learn your name. How much friendlier could you get?
You don't understand. It just...
Besides, you're the one who told us we should treat the spider nicely.
I did say that. Fine. You know what? I'm gonna go hide in my super secret room that nobody else on the ship knows about.
What secret room?
Nothing. I didn't realize you were still there. Gotta go. Okay, I'll just jump down this water slide. Now I'll rollerblade down this hall. Hop into my secret chute. And now to punch in my super secret code. 5.
Access granted. Welcome back, Mr. Fibonacci.
Phew. Wow. I was getting pretty worried there, but I finally feel safe. Now to just turn on the lights and... Oh no! Spider webs everywhere! That one says, you cannot hide, Lee! That one says your password is bad, Lee! And that one says, it's pronounced kefir, Lee! Wait, really? Kefir? Not kefir? And that one says, time to eat. Eat what? Eat me? No!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Oh no, I'm about to be eaten. This is it for Oli. Hey, hold on a second. You're not eating me. What's going on? You're writing, it was a joke. You're saying this whole entire thing was just a joke to you? Well, it wasn't funny. Now what are you writing? Friends? Nice try. It'll be a long time before you and me are ever friends. Wait, you just wanted to be friends because I stood up for you. And that's why you were joking around? Y-E-D. Yed? Oh, why yes. Yes. Spider, I've got to be honest with you. That didn't feel like a joke. We barely know each other. If I'm not in on the joke, it doesn't feel funny. It feels scary. And from my point of view, it can also feel kind of mean. Oh, you wrote sorry. Spider, you don't have that many friends, do you? Well, the important thing is that you listened to me just now. I appreciate that. And I accept your apology. And you know what? I'd be happy to be your friend. Let's start over. Hi, Spider.
I'm Lee. Wow, okay, you're writing a lot. That's where you're from? Oh, hey, I've been there before. Whoa, that's your name? Pretty cool. You know what? Let's go tell everyone else that we figured it all out. Where'd you get all that confetti? Never mind. Back to the others. We'll just go up the chute. Whoa! Backwards on our rollerblades. And up the water slide.
Climbing up water slides is difficult.
And here we are. Hey, everybody, I have a big announcement.
Another What's the big announcement?
Spider and I talked it out, and now we're friends.
Good job, Lee.
Everyone, play along. It sounds like you really needed this.
Yes, cool.
I don't know what
he's talking about. Oh, quick question. Has anyone seen my pet flies? They're my best friends.
Well, now that everything's sorted out, let's do another story.
Yeah!
Okay, listeners, it's spooky season, which means it's time for a spooky story. And here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name is Emery. I live in North Carolina. I'm 8 years old, and this is my story, The Creepy Weepy Dollhouse.
Morning, Sally!
Oh, hey, it's my brother, Eric.
Eric rules!
Hey, where are you going all alone?
I'm going to my friend Jackson's.
Cool. Well, you should probably tell Mom before you go.
That's actually good advice, brother.
Oh, yeah, and don't go into the Creepy Weepy Dollhouse!
The Creepy Weepy Dollhouse? You mean that weird house over on Maple Street that always looks wet and has been on sale longer than I've been alive?
That's the one.
What's wrong with the Creepy Weepy Dollhouse?
Honestly, I don't know. But don't go into it. Eric, out!
That was weird. Guess I'd better head to the computer room and tell my mom where I'm going.
Good morning, Sally.
Morning, Mom.
Don't mind me. I'm just typing up a few thousand words on scientific achievement during the Dark Ages. You know, typical mom stuff. Where are you going alone?
I'm going to my friend Jackson's.
Oh, fantastic. But you should also tell your dad.
Good idea.
Oh, and remember, don't go into the Creepy Weepy Dollhouse.
I'm not. I'm going to Jackson's.
Good, because you should not go into the Creepy Weepy Dollhouse.
Yeah, I just said that I wasn't.
Great.
Why shouldn't I go into the Creepy Weepy Dollhouse?
Oh, I have no idea. Backspace, backspace. You know, I can never remember how to spell apothecary.
Okay. Guess I'll go to the kitchen and tell Dad where I'm going.
Good morning, Sally.
Morning, Dad.
I'm cooking up a storm over here, sweetheart. Think you could hand me that oven mitt?
Here you go.
Thanks. Now I can finally cook with this hand and make a funny oven mitt puppet with this one.
Where are you going alone?
I'm going over to Jackson's.
Did you tell your mom?
Uh-huh.
Did you tell your brother?
Yes.
Did you tell your dad?
Oh, wait. That's me. You're telling me now.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, have fun.
That's it?
That's it.
Nothing else you wanted to add?
Nope. Just gonna fry this egg and talk to my funny oven mitt puppet.
Okay, see you later.
Oh, one teeny tiny thing.
Is it don't go into the...
Don't go into the Creepy Weepy Dollhouse!
So what is it exactly about the Creepy Weepy Dollhouse that makes it so bad?
It's the creeping, and the weeping, and the dolls, and the house.
Okay, so you don't know. That's fine. Love you. Bye.
Do you think we got through to her oven mitt?
I don't know, but I do know that your egg is overcooked.
No!
Hey, Jackson.
Hey, Sally. Thanks for coming to hang out.
Oh, anytime. What do you want to do?
Oh, I was thinking that maybe we could go to the Creepy Weepy Dollhouse.
Sorry, Jackson. I can't. My mom and dad and brother said I can't go into the Creepy Weepy Dollhouse.
How come?
Well, because... Actually, I don't know. You know what? Forget them. Let's go. Here we are, right outside the Creepy Weepy Dollhouse.
It really does look like a dollhouse, but regular house-sized.
Look at those dormer windows and the turrets. Does that porch wrap all the way around?
Honestly, it's a stunning example of Queen Anne-style architecture.
We have to go inside. Think of the wainscoting.
Let's go. And by the way, I'm not advocating for a world where kids like us disregard warnings from our families. That would be total chaos. But without providing a tangible reason for avoiding this specific house, they've only spurred your curiosity, making it inevitable that you test this particular boundary.
You know, Jackson, when you're right, ooh, you're right.
Right? Now, to open this rusty, crusty gate.
Wow. This yard is giving me serious spooky secret garden vibes. Now I'll open the creaky, leaky front door.
Gross! I got door juice on my t-shirt. This is awesome.
Let's look around.
Wow, everything here is so creepy. This furniture is teeny weeny, like a doll's furniture.
Do you hear crying?
Yeah. Where's that coming from?
I think it's coming from behind the chilly, silly bookshelf.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Hi there!
Ah! Ah! Who said that?
Just me.
Who's me?
Well, my name is Boo!
Ah!
Ah! Oh, that happens all the time with a name like Boo!
Ah!
Oh, sorry. Anyway, what's your name?
Jackson.
Sally.
Well, I'll be Jackson and Sally. I love it. Can you say wanna-be best friends?
Wanna-be best friends?
Sure, okay.
Hey, did you just trick us into asking you to be best friends?
I did.
Honestly, I'm impressed.
Well, you are not the first to say that. Let's play on the trampoline.
Okay.
Now, I do have to warn you, it's a bumpy, lumpy trampoline.
Beggars can't be choosers. Let's jump!
Whee!
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 Whee! Ow! What was that?
You bumped on one of the lumps. Told ya, it was a bumpy, lumpy trampoline.
Whee!
Best friends!
Oh,
no. This is amazing! Oh, I could do this all day. Wow, I did this all day. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Hey, Eric.
Welcome home.
Quick question for you. I feel a little silly even asking. You didn't go into the creepy, weepy dollhouse, did you?
Ridiculous. Because of course you didn't go into the creepy, weepy dollhouse.
There's no way she went into the creepy, weepy dollhouse.
Actually, I did.
No!
Eric misjudged.
And I learned something today. I learned that the creepy, weepy dollhouse isn't really that creepy. I saw some amazing architecture. I jumped on a trampoline, and I even made a new best friend.
Well, you disregarded our warnings, but I guess we never gave you a tangible reason to avoid that specific house.
And that's on us.
Well said, Oven Mitt Puppet. Tell us, Sally, who is this new best friend?
Boo!
Ah! Happens all the time. The end!
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to today's authors, Emery and Olivia. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about a new dance craze that's sweeping the world. Tell us who invented the dance, how it catches on, and what happens when everyone in the world is suddenly doing the same dance. Are there any funny, unexpected consequences? As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next week. Bye! The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, Mike Cavallon, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Jonathan Roberts, Jasmine Romero, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord, arranged by Brendan O'Grady and Jack Mitchell, produced by Brendan O'Grady, and featuring the beatboxing of Kayla Milady.
Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Staff writers are Mike Cavallon and Mihaela Lawrence. Contributing writers are Christina Grossbeach, Minzui Karami, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Alexis Simpson. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Mike Cavallon, Langston Darby, Gabby Hornig, Julie Marciano, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Carly Mosley, Alexandra Nader, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Alika Piper, Jasmine Romero, Rachel Winitsky, Harry Wood, and Nimini Ware. Anyone Can Be a Rock Star was written by Christina Grosspeach and Jack Mitchell and arranged and produced by Jack Mitchell. Additional spider sounds by Haley Shaw. Okay, drop the beat. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Spider raps. Here we go. If I had 8 legs, what would I do? Would I spend all my money on different sized shoes? Would my 8 feet be all various sizes? If I fell, would I never collide with anyone or anything? My balance would be great if I had foot 1 through foot number 8. Number 1 movie coming up, not the worst, cause it's time for my good friend Spider's verse. Go, go, go Spider! Go Spider's verse. Go Spider. Okay, every rhyme that you're writing down is very good, Spider, but the mic's not picking up any of it.